Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela nonke ngasemakhaya, ogogo, omama, omkhulu, ubaba, odadewethu nabafowethu. Namhlanje siyaqhubeka sifunda iBhayibheli likaNkulunkulu ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi mina ngingasinda kanjani kulokhu ukwahlulelwa. Mina ngingasinda kanjani, kuyini okumele ngikwenze ukuze ngisinde phakathi kokwahlulelwa lokhu uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngakho. Mina ngisoni, ngingeza kanjani ukuze ngisinde kulolu kulokhu kwahlulelwa uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngakho. Igama lami nginguJimmy Dube. Singakaqhubeki bengicela ukubana sibe nomthandazo. UNkulunkulu asifundise, kube nguye osifundisayo ukubana singasinda kanjani kulokhu ukwahlulelwa okuzayo. UNkulunkulu asekufake phambi kwethu, asikhulekene. Baba wethu osezulwini, siyakubonga Nkosi yamaZulu. Siyakubonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngokusinika isikhathi ukubana isikhathi sisesekhona silizwe izwi lakho likhuluma kithi ukuthi size kuwe Nkosi ukuze sizothola ukuphepha, sizothola ukusinda kulolu lokhu kwahlulelwa osukufake phambi komhlaba wonke. Baba, sicela ukubana usifundise, ubusuthambisa inhliziyo zethu ukubana sikhethe wena ukuze sisinde kulokhu kwahlulelwa okuzayo. Siyakubonga, sikudumisa ngegama likaJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Amen. Siyabonga abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Isihloko namhlanje singasokuthi mina ngingasinda kanjani kulokhu ukwahlulelwa. Ivesi lethu lakuqala sizokuqala kuJohane chapter 3, ivesi ngelika 16. Yindinyana yekhanda eyaziwa ngabantu bonke, ngitsho nabantwana abancane. Ithi yona, ngokuba uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka, waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa, ukuba yilowo nalowo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kayithumelanga indodana yakhe ezweni ukuba yahlulele izwe kodwa ukuba izwe lisindiswe ngayo. Okholwa yiyo kahlulelwa, ongakholwayo usahlulelwe. Lokhu engakholwanga, ngoba engakholwanga egameni lendodana ezele yodwa kaNkulunkulu. iBhayibheli liyasibonisa bantu bakaNkulunkulu ukubana singaphepha kanjani. Masibambelele kuJesu Kristu. iBhayibheli ithi yona okholwa yiyo, kusho ukuthi indodana yiyo yindodana kaNkulunkulu, ithi kahlulelwa. Ngezinye indlela uvele usephunyukile ekwahlulelweni. Ma uhambe unommeli wakho enkantolo, icala uzoliwina ngoba unomahluli oqotho, umahluli ongazahlulwe ngitsho necala 1 elingazake limahlule. Sisithembiso uNkulunkulu uyasinika lapho ukuthi singasinda kanjani. Singasinda kuphela masize phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu sinamathele kumbe sikholwa kundodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa enguJesu Kristu. Ngiyaliphinda futhi kuverse 18. Ithi yona okholwa yiyo kahlulelwa, ongakholwa usahlulelwe. Lokhu engakholwanga egameni lendodana ezele yodwa kaNkulunkulu. Ngezinye indlela masizokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu singelameli, kuyafana nokuthi lapha emhlabeni siyokuthi sizohamba e-High Court singenaye ummeli. Uvele ungakaqali ukuthi uyibeke indaba yakho, kayizwakali phambi kukamantshi, kayizwakali phambi kuka judge ngoba awusiwo meli wena kufuneka ama advocate e high court uthi kuyafana nokuthi uthi uzokuya e supreme court uyozimela wedwa kuyafana nokuthi uzokuya ku constitutional court uyozimela wedwa akungadingi ummeli awusoze uliwine ilolo cala noma ucabanga ukuthi uqondile okunganani ngike ngahamba ngivakatshela kwenye iprison ngezwe bengitshela ukuthi ukhona omunye umuntu omunye umfanyana osejele manje wathi enecala kumele ukuthi aye kuma enkantolo wathola ukuthi yena vele wazibona engenacala wathi angimdingi ummeli ngoba mina vele ngizibona ngingenacala ngempela wahamba engenammeli wase bamfaka bamgwebela ejele ngoba engazanga ukuthi akwazi ukuthi indaba yakhe phambi kuka magistrate phambi kuka judge uzoyibeka kanjani bantu bakaNkulunkulu kukhona abantu abafundela ukubeka indaba zethu phambi kuka judge bakhona okuthiwa ngama lawyers ngama advocates yibo abaziyo ukubana ujaji ukhulunyiswa njani uphendulwa njani ngenxa yokuhamba kwamthetho lapha iBhayibheli iyasibonisa ukubana okholwa yiyo indodana kaNkulunkulu ezelwe yodwa uzokusinda ekwahlulelweni uNkulunkulu namhlanje uyakubiza wena uyangibiza mina uthi kasinamatheleni simamukele ummeli asinike yena uNkulunkulu unomusa kithi ngoba uthi noma nonile ninezono kodwa ngilinikeza ummeli onguJesu Kristu sikhumbuzane njalo bantu bakaNkulunkulu kuJohane wakuqala chapter 2 uJohane wakuqala chapter 2 iverse ngelika 1 iBhayibheli ithi bantwana bami ngililobela lokhu ukubana ningoni. Kepha uma umuntu ona sinomeli kuyise. UJesu Kristu olungileyo. Yena uyinhlawulo ngezono zethu. Kungasizono zethu zodwa kodwa ezezwe lonke. UJesu namhlanje uyamemeza. Isikhathi sisesekhona. Ma uthi ulungisela indaba yakho e-court awuhambi mhlawelanga le-court ulungisela isikhathi singakafiki ukhulume no-lawyer ukhulume naye ummeli wakho umtshele zonke izinto ozenzile ukuze yena azi uzokwazi ukubana akumele kanjani indaba ezinhle bantu ezilethwa nguNkulunkulu indaba ezinhle uNkulunkulu asifakela zona isikhathi sisesekhona asike sibone kumsebenzi izenzo chapter 4 namhlanje ngiyanxusa abantu bakaNkulunkulu nginxusa ukubana munye namunye wethu alamukele leli igqwetha leli iloya ummeli lo onguJesu Kristu ngoba isikhathi sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu sesifikile masingena enkantolo singenaye ummeli ukuthi siliwine icala anguboni kusenzakala masi siyangena phambi kwaNkulunkulu sisiya kuma phambi kwaNkulunkulu singenaye ummeli wethu asinike yena wabhadala ngegazi lakhe wathi yena kumele mina nginikele igazi lami nempilo yami ukuze ngibe nelungelo lokuthi ngimele abantu bonke emhlabeni abonileyo iBhayibheli ithi yona kuzenzo chapter 4 iverse ngelika 12 ayikho insindiso ngomunye ngokuba alikho futhi elinye igama phansi kwezulu elinikiwe ebantwini esimelwe ukusindiswa ngalo ngizoyifunda futhi ithi ayikho insindiso ngomunye ngokuba alikho futhi elinye igama phansi kwezulu elidingiweyo ebantwini esimelwe ukusindiswa ngalo. Igama lika Jesu Kristu kuphela sisindiswa kanjani? Sisindiswa ma sesidlule ecourt, sesidlule esihlalweni sikaNkulunkulu sokwahlulelwa. Akula muntu okuthiwa akalacala ophombukutshelwa egcekeni endleleni atshelwe kumbe ililoya lakhe ukubana awunacala. Kumbe noma ummeli wakhe esazi ukuthi kawunacala ngoba usumtshelile ukuthi kawunacala. Kodwa ummeli uzathi yena akanayo imvumo yokukukhulula ecaleni. Umuntu onemvumo ngumantshi, ngumahluli ohlala phansi engujaji. Nguye kuphela oza kuthi akukhulule ecaleni, hamba uyoziveza kujaji. IBhayibheli ithi ngokuba sonke sonile njalo kumele sizokuma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu, akekho ozathiwa hayi lo akanalo icala kumbe lo ugwetshiwe unalo icala engadlulanga enkantolo, engadlulanga phambi kukamantshi, engadlulanga phambi kukamajistrate kumbe phambi kukajaji. Yikho kunjalo bantu bakaNkulunkulu, sonke kumele siyodlula phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu ukuze kuphume lo okuyathwa usindile. IBhayibheli yasitshela lapha ukubana alikho elinye igama esilinikiweyo ngaphansi komhlaba ngaphandle kwegama likaJesu Kristu. Namhlanje uKristu uyamemeza uthi yena kuwe nami, izani kimi nonke enikhathele, ngizokulinika ukuphumula. Asibhekeni njalo elinye ivesi lethu kubaKorinte bakuqala chapter 2. AbaseKorinte bakuqala chapter 2. And sizokufunda ivesi kusukela kuverse 1. Ithi, nami bazalwane, ekufikeni kwami kini angifikanga ngobungcwethi bokukhuluma nobokuhlakanipha. Ngimemezela kini ubufakazi bukaNkulunkulu ngokuba ngaquma ukuthi angikwazi okunye phakathi kwenu kuphela uJesu Kristu, lo owabethelwa esiphambanweni. Namhlanje bantu bakaNkulunkulu, esibonisana ngaye namhlanje nguJesu Kristu ukuthi masizokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu singenaye uJesu Kristu, asina kuphumelela. Sizokulahleka, silahlwe. UNkulunkulu ingane angasibusisa, simdinge lo uJesu Kristu, simze simthole. Angaba khona onombuzo, naye khona onombuzo angathumela impendulo ku +2 ngeWhatsApp ku +27 83 269 2472. Singakavali isifundo sethu sanamhlanje, ngicela ukubana sibe nokubonga, sithandaze kuNkulunkulu asithandazene. Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga Nkosi yamaZulu ngokusinika ithuba lokubana simkhethe uJesu isikhathi sokwahlulelwa singakafiki. Sincedise Nkosi ukubana simkhethe, simzwisisise lo ummeli osinike yena ukubana singabhubhi, sibe nokuphila okunaphakade ngoJesu Kristi, umkhululi wethu nanjalo ummeli wethu nomfeli wethu. Amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelly. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.